I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Check, baby, check, baby.
Are we live? Are we on?
I think what that means is we are recording a podcast.
Okay. Well, you can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, you guys. And you know what else you should do? You should come to our live show. We keep forgetting to mention that we're on tour again.
We're on tour.
It's everything. Like 35 shows.
Everything's on sale at imomsohard.com. We've been getting lots of fun feedback from the ladies.
Yeah, we sent one woman into labor. We're proud of that. Just on the first couple of shows.
We've probably sent a woman into becoming pregnant. Honestly.
We absolutely did, but we don't need those nitty gritties.
Nope.
But you know what? If you feel like sharing.
And a lot of husbands at the show, so it's becoming a date night thing, and we're very excited about that. So just so you know what the show is not, it is not a tutorial. It is not advice.
Well,
it's not a TED Talk.
You know what? It's a stand-up show, so it's us being more prepared than we are here.
Right. But equally funny.
Just as funny.
And
yeah, 100%.
So much hotter.
Yes, that's the weird thing.
That's
we
the
walk out on
we're
a stage
a
and you're like, "Wait, are you really Kristen and Jen?"
And Jen, how did you turn back the hands of time?
Yeah.
Where did your
look at how bad I lie.
Go?
I just went, "Yeah."
I know. I was like, "You guys, I keep itching my head cuz I need to wash my hair."
I had this nightmare that my hair all fell out.
Well, that's
because
your head's dry. And so then you're itching it. Yes, and you're itching it at night.
Oh, man. Gross. I'm disgusting, but go see all this on stage, you guys. It is
we shower. No, no, we're never disgusting.
Unshowered women with dermatitis.
We're not disgusting.
No, we do actually.
Because we go to a hotel by ourselves. We are in great moods.
We take time to put on makeup and smell good.
Yeah.
And
you're going to hear me yell at my son during this episode because he keeps trying to FaceTime his buddy instead of doing his math.
Oh, well.
So get ready.
He's not in here, though, but she has, like, supersonic hearing that I don't have.
I go, yeah, because as a mom, don't you think you, like, perk up more when it's quiet than when you hear, like, the subtle, like,
oh, sure.
you hear stillness and you're like, oh, shit, somebody's learning how to light a fire.
Yeah, but I can predict that my house will be the house where teens are like, oh, we could sneak out of my house because my mom will, she's oblivious, I think.
Not with me sitting out front. They won't.
Why are you going to be at my house?
Because I'm going to have your camera connected to my phone and my camera connected to your phone, and it'll be a sneak attack. And then my kids will try to go to a party, and you'll show up, and they'll be like, why is Aunt Jen here? I don't think you need to ask any questions right now, son. Yeah. You need to get in the car.
Why is she doing keg stands, too? Isn't she going to be the one to drive us home?
Yeah, why is she bragging about the 90s?
Nobody I don't want to hold your legs, Aunt Jen.
I'm never going to a party again. And my job here is done, ladies and gentlemen.
Especially, you could have worn more than a nightshirt. a free
That's
t-shirt.
That's exactly what I'd do. I'd show up to one of their parties and I'm like, "You got anybody want to play flip cup with this lady? Because I'm going to put y'all to sleep."
Yep. Oh, man.
Oh, Casey's computer is really alerting us.
I'm sorry.
Hey, that's the sound of somebody who checks their email, not us.
Go to imomsohard.com for tickets. Wait,
do that.
Wait, did I say that already?
Maybe, but you know what? There's no reason not to reiterate it because...
And also go wherever you listen to podcasts is where you find this one.
Rate us, like us. We're going to read... later on, we've got a mom box, a hot mom box.
Yeah.
It's from a hot mom.
Oh, that's
who
nice.
Who listens to the podcast. So we'll get to that later.
And
but
then we're
going to
also have a hot flash.
We've got a hot flash and as if it couldn't get any hotter in here.
We're going to talk about something hot in here. So if you have, for whatever reason, this on with your kids listening, this...
I think what we're talking about is a little sexy, but I don't know that it'll get hot.
Maybe you invite them in.
Maybe
you say, this is, you know what? They're aspirational and they're inspirational. And to you, they're gross. So
yeah, come on in. This is what real women are like.
This is what real women are like, which is nothing you understand at the age of 17. So take a seat. Nope. And if they like it, then they are going to be good their whole life.
That's right. You mess around and you get one of these ones with a uterus pregnant. She no longer looks like, because didn't we before, we looked like, Heidi Klum before we had babies?
Oh my God. It's the resemblance is uncanny.
It's crazy. Like
of us really could be left and right of Heidi Klum in terms of looks.
You know what? I looked like this before I had kids, but now I just have this ironclad excuse that nobody will fuck with, you know? It used to, like, before I had kids, they were like, well, you could work out. And now
how dare you?
Yeah.
Do you know what I've done?
Yeah.
That's what I say.
Carried two babies.
I have babies at home. How old are they? 8 and 10. Shut up.
Yeah.
you know, like that guy said. 8 and 10 days old.
8 and 10 days old.
Oh. So recently, Jen and I took it upon ourselves. Any of you that are listening that came to the Looped live
thanks
event.
Thanks for coming
thank
and
you
watching.
For coming. It was something we were trying out. We may do it again. We may not.
I'm okay.
But here's what happened. I'm going to give you guys a summary because I need to relive it because it was wonderful. So we worked really hard to put together this event. We went as far as to rent a stripper pole. I like to call it a dance pole because I do believe it's that.
It is.
Unless you're taking your clothes off. So yeah. I think it's a dance pole because I think it's the hottest, most beautiful form of like dance acrobatics and like erotica all mixed in together. I think it's so awesome.
Yeah, let's start this. Strippers are athletes.
Strippers
let's
are
start
athletes.
Giving them the cred they're due.
I will fully tell you because, okay, so we'll get to that. That is what today is about. But let me just say, we put it in my living room.
Yep.
The kids were at Jen's. Mm-hmm. It was delivered to our living room. It was such a good time. I highly recommend for parties. We did the Looped live event. Jen did this really cool move on the pole.
Which we're going to explain how I learned it.
We're going to explain how she learned it. But here's the trick. We did not practice in heels. And I said to my friend, we did not practice in heels. So she got up there and basically told me to shut up and said, I can do it. I can do it. And I said, okay. But those are very high heels. She lands it. She nails it. She does. Jen does the move. But when she went to walk off of the pole to just the ground, which was a 2-inch difference, she ate shit. And it was the most wonderful fall I've seen. And it was like you were falling out of a skyscraper.
Well, so we had blankets down on the ground, the hardwoods, to one, protect from making gingerbread houses, which we never even got to.
And cocktails.
Yeah. And for two, you know, for the sound. So it wouldn't and then it was a real slippery blanket. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why Kristen has rubber sheets, but she does and oils them up. And then
you don't need to know my business.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it took me out.
It took her out so fast. All I know is looking at her face and then all of a sudden her face was gone after I blinked. And then I looked down on the ground and she looked like a weird cartoon cutout and I couldn't pull it together.
You drawing the chalk outline was too much, Kristen.
I saw were these teal heels still attached to her feet that looked like Barbie heels. You know how the Barbie has no arch to her foot?
Yep.
And then Jen
that's
was like on the
my
ground
husband
like a weird.
Saw me later that night. We had a lot of cocktails.
We had a lot of cocktails. It was super fun.
Yeah.
But we did, before we did the event, we decided let's do this right and actually learn like as much as one can in one class.
Yes. We did a two hour
pole dancing.
It was a lot
class.
Of work. I wondered why I couldn't like raise my arms.
Next episode, we should bring Renice on here because she would be so fun to talk to. Because I think this is like a two parter in so many ways because this kind of stuff makes my head explode when we have these kind of opportunities that go against who we are normally in our day.
Yeah.
So Renice, we rented a pole dancing studio that was just for Jen and me and Renice. And then this sounds real creepy. Jen's husband recorded it because we think we're going to show you guys on
someday.
A video.
Yeah.
Someday.
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not everything. Ooh, there's a couple moves I'm like, oh, I don't think anybody needs to be seeing that.
I kept telling her, you need to have pants on for this, Kristen. You shut up. You need
I wore Costco. They're thin. And they're Costco. And they're very
You don't need
thin.
To tell me they're thin, Kristen.
You know I didn't know anybody would be behind me like that.
Wow. Wow.
I'm just going to say I didn't know Leapfrog was still an option. So... we're in a pole dancing studio.
Yeah.
Our friend Renice, who is she's a former dancer, like dancer for Beyonce, for Ricky Martin, she's been dancing like as a pro since she was 14. And then do you remember when pole dancing had like a minute when everybody was opening studios for dance class as opposed to just making a few extra bucks at night? She taught that for 6 years. So she is so good. She's beyond good. And so then she took Jen and I under her wing, and boy, that was she did not think it was a long day for her.
Can I say I have had two sips of latte and now I'm really paranoid that you can hear me drinking it. Oh, okay.
I've had two sips of latte.
Okay.
I sound like I'm a cow going for a cud. Okay. It's like a salt lick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Go back to sexy dancing, Jen.
All right. So we're back. So here's the thing about Renice, too. Besides that, like, there's something sexy about beautiful dancers, even if they're not sexy.
Right.
But Renice is super sexy.
Right.
To begin with.
She has all the spice.
She like fell from the heavens with like beautiful, long, luxurious, curly hair.
Yeah.
She's got like... She's like got long legs, like perfect hourglass figure, and confidence.
Renice is a beautiful black woman who is nothing but curves and sass and sauce, and she makes you feel like all you want to do is reach inside yourself and find your inner goddess and like take her to the mall.
Well, can I say too that when we were there,
sure, too,
may I
like to interject upon this conversation?
Let me add on to that. But Britt was saying how, as a teacher, she was to us like, you know, he's like, you guys were goofing on yourself so much and like kind of making fun of it, and she never lost patience with you or your inability to like do something or how much you made fun of it. He was like, she literally would not let you say anything bad about yourself.
Yeah.
Like she just kept like redirecting literally like you do with toddlers.
Yeah.
To, like in a nice way to get us to feel comfortable with it. And by the end, we kind of did. Like it got fun. And she also teaches you like, here's what you're doing with your body. And so you're thinking so much about that you're really not thinking about like, my husband was there, but I wasn't like, oh, I bet he's big boner town. I was just thinking about like doing it the right way.
Right. And I think that my takeaway from that, the fact that I actually did those things in front of Britt, who is a big brother to me in every single way.
Relentless. He's unmerciful. He will make fun of me. The slightest
he made fun of me at lunch
exterior.
Yesterday, and everybody had a good laugh for 20 minutes straight. And I sat there and I was like, why do I say anything?
I don't remember. I ignore him most of the time. I shut him out.
But the fact that he was there and Renice was teaching us, and I do think that both of us are like, oh my God, what is this thing we're doing? It feels so silly to like walk with confidence and walk with my boobs out and walk with my butt out. And then I was like, it kind of feels awesome.
Yeah.
And why did people tell us that you can't dress a certain way or be a certain way because of this fear that like, oh man, you give a woman self-confidence and the ability to choose what she wears, if it's a little bit daring, boy, she's going to bang everybody. She won't be able to control her vagina.
Oh,
that's what it feels
that's
like.
That's what they wish slash.
Yeah. So it's just this weird thing that I think as I've gotten older, I look back and I'm like, man, why didn't you wear the shirt you wanted to wear? Why didn't you wear the short skirt? Or why, even though that wasn't, it's such a tricky thing. That's not my style. But I remember there were times that I wanted to try things that were a little bit more provocative or clothes that were a little more like a lower, you know, cut that I wanted to try out. And I was like, I don't want anybody to think that I'm this, that, and the other. And I was like, why did I care?
Yeah.
Why didn't I just do it because I wanted to? Because I would have owned it then and I wouldn't have been caring about what other people think. Sofia Vergara has like a 16-inch cleavage and it's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I never look at her and go, oh gosh, she's cheap. I don't think that. And that's such a 1960s word. But
oh, yeah.
I think she's gorgeous because yeah. she's voluptuous.
I
mean, and
I can't tell you what her face looks like because I'm always looking at her boobs. They're so wonderful. Great. Yeah.
They're wonderful.
I do. Well, you know, not to bring like my child into the sexy conversation, but I can see how yes. like uninhibited girls are. They don't have the idea of like, I'm supposed to be this way quite yet, you know?
Right.
Like, and for me personally, like, it's not just an issue of like whether or not you're it's not an attractiveness thing.
Right.
It's about how you think you're supposed to look or how you think you're supposed to be perceived. Because I was pretty oblivious until I was like, say, 20 or 21. And I remember hearing other girls talk about what they didn't like about themselves. And I was like, oh, wait, I'm not supposed to like that about myself.
Yeah.
Like, and I sort of went from like, it wasn't just confidence. It was a little bit more just like,
you were aloof.
I was aloof about it, but I'm coming back to it in some ways because I'm like, how dare you? Do you want me to tell you what's wrong with you right now? Like
yeah.
if somebody judged me, that's probably how I would feel. Like, cause I think everybody's got something wrong with them, you know, like.
Sure. I think the, yes.
Except for Sofia Vergara.
Which you know? She's perfect.
She is.
So is Renice.
Damn
but
it.
I think.
So is Renice.
I think where my limits come from as I'm watching Eleanor grow up, I'm like, oh yeah, I am going to be that mom that says absolutely no crop tops, absolutely no short shorts. Like I am going to be that lame-o. And it's not because of that I don't trust her. It's that while she's growing and while she's figuring out her own identity, I don't believe like her being in high school is the time to try those things out. When she's in her 20s and she's got a little bit of life on her, she
yeah.
can try out a hoochie pair of shorts or a tank top with, you know, like not a tank top, but like a tube top, and she'll probably do it and be like, man, not my style, and that'll be fine. But I think I'm talking about anywhere between the ages of like 20 and 30, like being in that
yeah.
zone. And why couldn't you at 25 years old wear whatever you want and not do it for the gaze of other people, but just because you liked wearing it? I certainly wasn't like that. I was always worried like what other people were going to think. And I think that's something you gain when you get older is you're like, I'm less concerned what people think. And
yeah.
I want to wear this kind of a dress. And then you're 40, which is fine, which I think is like, am I talking in circles?
No, I don't think I'm just listening. No, I was going to say, we were just talking because we're always talking. Like all we do is put the podcast microphones on really.
Yeah.
But I was saying, because happy anniversary. Oh, my hot flash can be my husband.
Don't tell. Oh, yeah. Do you want to go to that right now?
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash.
I keep forgetting that you got married in December.
Yep. 12-11-11. It's our 10th Ugh. Anniversary. And I love my husband, so happy anniversary. And we're going to a fancy dinner.
Tell everybody Saturday. Where you're going, because it's
very
cool.
I'm going to Sir Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. Who knows? We're getting an Uber. Maybe we'll go to, like, Pump afterwards. That's a nightclub.
Oh.
Kristen just threw up into her sweatshirt.
Ugh.
But, Kristen, that's going to happen.
Ew,
it's going to happen.
Keep it to yourself.
But that's why I want to get, like, a cute outfit to wear out.
Yeah, do it.
And I don't care what anybody else thinks. He's a little conservative. I'm a little bit like, I want to get something that he will think is like saucy.
Yeah.
That he will like, you know?
If my husband saw me in like biker shorts, he'd be like, oh, we're doing it.
Well, I know. Mine's a little unpredictable because, you know, he's like, if I wore like a, you know, a
Colgate t-shirt.
Yeah. 1000%. Oh my gosh.
If you wore a Colgate, that's where her husband went to college. And
if I wear that, I mean, I could
forget
yes,
it.
Forget
you
it. Could, that's you, like so easy.
Get another diamond.
Yeah. But sometimes I just think all he wants me to wear is like crab crab catcher pants. What do they call those? Like, those crop pants that you wear, like on Nantucket.
Nantucket.
What do they call
waiters?
Clam diggers.
Clam diggers. Yeah.
Clam waiters. So God, you're such a Nebraska.
Clam waiters. That's what she's your nickname some, was in high
everyone's
school.
Everyone's like, is she going to a seafood restaurant where they put the napkin around your neck? That sounds fancy.
You know what? That sounds wonderful,
I love
actually.
Clam diggers,
if
by
we
the way.
Couldn't have gotten in at Sir, I would have gone there.
Yeah, that's a good time. That's yeah. Clancy's crab
because
shack.
He's a little waspy, you know, so I don't know if he's going to be like,
Don't worry about it. How about this? Show a little boob and show a little leg. He'll get on board.
All right.
They're only waspy until their wiener tells them otherwise. When we were in class with Renice, and we were really, like you said, you were so focused on trying to learn a move.
Yeah.
That there were 50 things going on in your head. That you sort of, if you were doing the move right, it looked good.
Yeah.
You know, just by the mechanics of the move. So you were doing this thing that like, if your hand went here and your hip went here and your leg went here, it looked good. So there was like an immediate result for yeah. this effort, right?
Yeah.
And I walked out of there thinking, I wonder if, you know, if you've ever been a woman, and I've been in this situation many times, when you feel like you're carrying a few extra pounds, or you look in the mirror and you feel a little old, or you feel tired, or maybe it's been a little bit of a dry spell between husband and you, or if you're single mom or in the divorced space,
oh, yeah.
that like you kind of lose sight of that. You lose that thing that is, you think it's external, but it's really internal.
Yeah.
And it made me think, I wonder if there's like, women out there who feel like they can't even push the pedal in that direction.
Totally.
But I believe that even a woman, let's just say she's 30 or 40 pounds overweight and she's struggling with confidence. If she went into a class like that with a bunch of girlfriends
yep.
and they're all farting around for the first hour because they're giggling yeah. and they're having
and
a good
might
time.
Might I warn you that you get in some weird positions and
so
you might
will
literally
fart around.
So,
and front,
so you
want to
be with
front
a
business
a good,
is happening too.
Yeah,
and don't wear Costco pants because they're see-through oh, and you don't know that
I
going in.
I saw farts coming out of Christmas.
Shut up. But
like
I wonder
a,
if
a
woman
hand.
Shut up. I wonder if a woman who is
ghostly
a little bit thicker
hand.
Does those moves and feels sexy.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean, though?
Yes.
But because you, there's this misconception that, like, your body means your body looks a certain way, so it can't move a certain way. And I don't believe that to be true. I believe that a woman can move like a woman kind of at any shape.
Yeah.
But I'm digging through this in my brain because I keep trying to find ways to cultivate confidence because confidence is what we're all holding on to.
Yeah, it can be elusive, but what you're making me think of is there's that, you know, is it impulse that follows action or action that follows impulse?
I don't know because I have attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, so they give me medication to control my impulses.
Well, both things are true.
Right.
And like, or untrue, you know, like, no, that didn't make sense.
Go
cut
with
that
me.
Out.
I'm.
No. That like, you can act sexy and then you will feel sexy.
I believe that to be true.
Yeah. I think that's like, and you know who said that was Carol Burnett?
Yep.
Not about sexy specifically, but like act the part and then you'll feel like it.
Yeah. Act like you've been there.
Yeah.
That's one thing that my husband has said to me when he, if you know my husband, everything can have a sports metaphor attached
yep.
to it. You can be talking about your period and that your hormones are unbalanced, and he will bring it full circle to
a... It's pretty great. It's always halftime of the most important game in that guy's head.
Most important game, and there is always somebody who is predicted not
yep.
to be a star.
QB's down, and
yeah.
we got the
yep.
fifth string backup.
And that is what I love about
and
my husband.
And that is you.
Yeah. I'm the backup, and I'm like, I don't know why this is working, but it's working. So now I, too, bring sports metaphors in, but my husband always says, like, act like you've been there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there is something to that. It's, and I want to give credit to Renice again, because this is, she said this before.
Yep.
So she taught this class for our school, for all the moms to learn a little bit about confidence and walking
yep.
to music and like changing the way your body looks so that it
yep.
changes the way your mind thinks. And it's freaking
true. Yep.
And she's an excellent teacher and she really digs into like why it's important for you to feel a certain way. And it does not make a shit of difference how the rest of the world feels. It really doesn't. It matters how you feel. And
yeah.
his moms were like, everybody else first, but it's got to be you first. If you're in a good mood, kind of good things happen, right? Like, I think that's kind of true.
Yeah.
There was something so fun about being in a line with 15 women, all different shapes, sizes, colors, heights, widths, whatever. And we all walked together and did the thing where you put your hands on your hips, like you flip your hands around. Yeah. And I was like, women do not know how powerful they are. And I wonder, this is where I'm going to start. Give me my soapbox. I'm going to jump up on it.
Yeah.
Is that I wonder if like the whole idea has been like women are not only equally intelligent to men, but they also have another power. And so let's keep that down because
then
if we
witches.
Convince them they're down,
straight up witches,
they'll never think of themselves as equal.
Yeah.
I know that to be true. I think that's true. I think women are really powerful. And if you get women together, that's why everyone's like, oh, women can't work together. They're too catty. They're too bitchy. Bullshit. You get a room full of women and the world will change.
Like, yeah.
The room changes. The energy changes. We fucking biologically sync up our periods.
Yeah.
That
we are trying to control one another's hormones.
With
that
each other's bodily hormones.
Yeah.
That shit is real. That's power, man.
Yeah.
So I know we all feel really bad about ourselves most of the time, but maybe we can just flip the script for a second and be like, I can fucking control when you bleed.
That's I mean, honestly, that's why I get so irritated with like men's like bullshit righteous anger and like them talking loud is I'm like, all you've got, motherfucker, is muscle mass on me. Literally,
right.
You don't have intelligence on me.
Uh-uh.
You're not right. And I'm not talking about my husband. I'm talking about like,
this,
you know,
the evil man,
the guy
that we're
who yells
about.
At you in a parking lot
or just
whatever,
asserts like, his space and too much
like
of your space
intimidates you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always like this debase thing about like that they're bigger than you. You know, and it's. Yeah, I think that 1,000%. What I was going to say about the dance class, and sorry I'm enunciating so well today, you guys.
She's wearing this cute little outfit, you guys. She looks, it's this cute little sweatsuit.
It's a sweatsuit that's all sweater material.
I don't even know how to deal with that, honestly. I keep wondering, like, I wouldn't do well with that.
It's covering up a lot of bruises from the
from
dance
the pole.
Yeah, I've got bruises all over my legs. It's
yeah.
awesome. This is a weird reveal that I'm going to say. And I don't know if it's because, not that I'm somewhat a guarded person, but like, especially for what we do, there's so much like revealing that we
right.
do about ourselves.
Which, by the way, just FYI, is not always easy.
It's not. No, oh my God, no. Just so you guys know.
And
you,
Jen is shy.
I am a shy person. It's true. But it's kind of, but like doing the live shows and meeting people, it's really no different than just going to the grocery store for me because that is as anxiety invoking for me as anything else.
Yeah.
So I just operate at a 14 like all the time, basically.
But you're not a shy performer, but I do think you're shy in your day-to-day life, whereas I'm someone that I walk into the grocery store and I'm like, I need everyone to see me
yep.
so that I actually exist on planet Earth. And then if I died, somebody would miss me. I need, hey, Michael and Cheese, how you doing, buddy? How you doing?
You have a family, ma'am.
No, I know, but you know what? They don't like me very much.
She's here for the free cheese.
You know what? I literally think like that. I'm like, if I know everybody's names and they know mine, if I disappeared, somebody would miss me. Somebody would say, where was that nice lady that used to talk to me all the time about cheese?
Yes, it's true.
It's weird. Okay, moving on. That was dark.
Well, so this is not that dark, but it is like, okay, so we reveal so much about ourselves. I have this thing about like social media and Instagram where I'm scared of
showing your choo-choo?
No.
Accidentally.
You know what? Honestly, as long as my face isn't in it, I don't care. Like, if I send my husband nasty photos, they won't have my face in them because
Well, Jen just revealed the most thing right there. She's sending sexy pictures.
You know
I
what?
Just send pictures.
I really have only done it one time, and I'll tell you.
I know. I saw it. The bikini picture.
Oh, God, no. That's worse than that.
Oh.
And I'll tell you why.
Oh.
It's because when my in-laws were in town, he was watching a documentary on Leonardo da Vinci with them. and had to act like he liked it. And
hilarious. So you
I was
sent
like,
a booby
how
picture?
Could I make this more uncomfortable for him? I hilarious. Sent him multiple photos of different parts of my body. So, and he was like,
Ken was like, hey, that's your wife.
He did not see them, but my husband was so scared. He was like, he bought a new phone already. He's so scared. You know, like he's just really
hilarious.
He deleted them, I'm positive, but it was really fun to hear him get uncomfortable. And then
my husband would call out from the couch, Kristen, you keep sending me pictures of your vagina. Yeah,
wrong number.
Then I would go, wait, you didn't, did you not get a picture I just sent? Wait, who was I just talking to? Oh, the school superintendent? Yeah, I just sent him a picture
sorry,
of my boobs.
Sorry.
100% did that. Oh,
well, he sent me back a photo of his face looking as uncomfortable as a human being could possibly look.
Love
so
that shit.
It was a good bit for me to show my butts. But I sort of have this thing where I feel like if I'm trying to be like, say, sexy, like if when I see people like do like a selfie or something for Instagram or whatever, and yeah. It's like, I feel like you'd be like, oh, she's not really sexy, but she's trying to be. And that would be so supremely embarrassing in my head, you know, like to get like to act like you're confident or act like you're sexy and then get called out on the fact that it's fake. Feels like you're lying or something, you know, like,
right.
It's a weird thing where I just feel like if I tried to be sexy with my husband in a way that is different than I have ever been, I would feel like it felt like a lie, you know, or like that I was trying on a bit or something like that. And it feels like it would be embarrassing, kind of.
Sure. The energy in the room of a strip club where it's women stripping for men is entirely different
yes.
than the energy of men stripping for women. And if you, I mean, first of all, nobody is more embarrassed at those kind of shows
that's
than me.
Then Kristen which is every, Kristen's like, she's... She looks like that picture my husband sent me after I sent him a picture.
I am, and I'm so shy and dorky, and I'm like Twitter-pated, and I'm like, and that's supposed to be looking at this. Oh, I'm looking at this. It's like, and then there's like women like sitting back in their chair, like just taking it in, and then there's women that are cheering, and I'm like on board for all of it.
Yes.
Because it lights something in us, but for women in reverse, it's just entirely different, and I don't even want to talk about that because I feel like we know
yeah.
what that is. We know what that
yeah.
world is.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And by the way, this is absolutely, at no point are you and I judging women who do that for a living.
No, because they literally are sexy and that's what I'm
whatever
saying.
Whatever you
is...
got to do, you do. That is not my business. That is not my business.
You know, here's the thing I'm not great at now, cake decorating. Like, I am just bad at it. Like, I don't know if I lack the forearm strength to write on a cake and frosting. It looks like somebody who's, like, not well is, like, trying to write on a cake.
Okay, but it's a cake nonetheless, and it's going to taste yummy.
I could work on it for a long time, and I bet you I could be a good cake decorator. However, I could spend years trying to be a sexy stripper. And I don't know if it would ever come together.
I'm going to say right now, it would come together. Probably before your ability to decorate a cake. I watched you, and I thought you were entrancing.
My blushing entrancing? No one's ever said that word to me before.
I think I just made it up. It's very Bridgerton. But I did, I really was like, Jen and I are looking at each other and cracking each other up. And it's also so weird between the two of us because we know each other so weird. Well, that you were like, don't look at me. And I was like, don't you look at me. And
yeah.
then trying to take it seriously.
It was like trying to crap next to each other with no pole or no like screen in between us. It was like,
Jen's like, I'm going to come in and talk to you while you pee. And I was like, well, then I won't pee because I'm like thinking that
that's
she's not
exactly
thinking
how,
that I'm peeing yet.
Yeah.
And then that's weird. And then she's like, why aren't you peeing? Do you mean turn on the water?
Yeah.
Like, can you just go on the other side of the door? Jesus Christ.
Too comfortable in
too
some
comfortable
situations.
Too comfortable. Yeah. But I did walk away from there going, I want to up my game a little bit in the sexy space. I just want to like feel a little bit more like a girl. Meanwhile, I'm wearing a shirt that looks like my third grader and I wore a really ugly fisherman hat all day today and my head's sweaty.
I think you looked adorable. Number one. Number
we
two.
We can all agree that is not true.
I don't know if you're using the word correctly because I don't necessarily think sexy is girly. You know, I think like... So I don't know if girly, is girly what you mean? Because I think the things that your husband finds sexy about you are when you're like not thinking about, you're not as self-aware and you're just confident, you know, when
that's
you're like
Khan
fired
says,
up.
Is
and
that
like,
he thinks I can tell when he thinks I'm sexy because he'll like make fun of me and that's a love language to me.
Yeah.
Like he'll tease me. But I'll tell you an example. When we were on the Kelly Clarkson show and we got to come out in front of a live audience, I was very excited. And this really awesome company called Bash gives us, they'll loan us a dress here or there, which is great because it's expensive and I don't want to buy a dress every time we do anything because I will have a entire closet of dresses that I've worn once.
Yeah.
So I wore a dress and Jen's like, wear short dresses because you've got nice legs. And so I said, I'm going to wear a short dress. That's fine. I'll do it. And then I saw the video of me walking out and I look like I'm John Wayne. It's like I can't walk with my legs together.
What are you talking about?
It's like I have a ball between my legs and I cannot, not a ball, not balls. But like literally.
No, you don't, because I saw those pants you were wearing in stripper class. There's nothing like that down there.
You walk in and like, it's like you know what to, you're feminine. You're very feminine. And you can sit here and pretend like you're not, but you're dressed like a pink, like a, you've got fur all over.
I'm an ombre grape.
She's an ombre grape.
Raspberry right now.
But, and I'm wearing, well, I'm wearing a sensible boot.
She is. Yep. And her son's socks.
And my son's socks. Shut up. And
I do that
too. Legs. So I want to like the thing where you like know that what your body does in that way to like sit more girly and to like not look I'm like ready to coach a softball team all the time.
Well, maybe we can meet in the middle on this because my mom used to make me wear a dress at least once a week. Like that was like a rule of our house.
Oh, how interesting. My mom wishes.
Well, besides like, you know, because I wore like dance team clothes and stuff like that, then I had to wear a dress. But I wasn't allowed to play sports and I desperately wanted to play soccer or softball because my mom thought that they weren't ladylike.
Huh.
Like I was not allowed to play
them.
She's
not wrong.
No,
she's just
very
wrong.
She's so, you know, fucking wrong.
She's not wrong, but she is wrong. Like you can't go out and play a sport and play it ladylike, quote unquote. That is not what athletics are.
Okay, but we don't carry parasols anymore.
Right.
And like she
You're
has
right.
a master's degree and
that's
ladylike.
That's where she's wrong. That's where she's entirely wrong.
So I wish, but I will though. You've seen me play softball very badly.
Yeah.
All I do when I play volleyball is just stand there and laugh because I'm so bad at it. But I'll get out on the court and I'll do it.
Well,
so,
you threw Velcro balls at my chest during our show and you hit everyone.
I have good hand eye. But I don't have any other athletic thing.
That you know, but you're a dancer. You're a former dancer. You took dance forever.
Yeah. So I'm short and I have good balance.
Yeah.
So I think I would be good at ninjutsu, which, you know, I've looked into it.
TBD.
I've looked into it. That'd be
really
great.
Well, I'm going to
tell you.
That's
a thing we could try too, Kristen.
That'd be fun. I'm going to go back to my sexy hip-hop class for non-dancers on Wednesdays and also a introduction into theater dancing. I'm going to go dance. Besides a bad right hip, which is really flared up after pull, I'm going to go back into the dance.
Okay.
It's
musical theater dance.
It's a musical theater dance. It's very sexy.
We're getting a little further off the sexy base that we were.
I feel like if it's got rhythm to it, it's sexy. Mm. In olden days up the stocking, it's looked out of something shocking.
Maybe Chicago or Cabaret, but.
One. Singular sensation.
That's sexy, but Jubilation T. Cornpone is not a real. Old Toot Your Own Horn Pone. That's
the one of the meadows.
It's Lil Abner, in case you didn't know.
Yep,
but
yep. I'm going to go back into the dance. I'm going to get to the dance.
I think that you should.
And I think every woman, by the way, I think there's a lot to having a party for one, shutting the doors, shutting the curtains, throwing on some music that makes you feel sexy because music can release his playlist. I was like,
I've never
been listening to
heard anything like, well, it's, I'm just, I gotta shut the kids bop off sometimes.
I know you gotta do that in your literal life. You
I
gotta
literally
shut it down.
Oh, that, yep. That's,
but she
I'm
didn't just
play
like
that says that
she didn't just say hip hop and like, whatever. It was like old, like
Oh, yeah. Aerosmith.
And I was like, she just knows what works.
She knows what sexy music is. That's true.
And she made us stop, like, messing around. And she was like, you guys can jack around all day, but you're not going to leave here until you feel sexy about yourself. And we kind of walked out of there going, I kind of feel a little bit sexy.
Yeah. We did feel, I did feel a little bit, yeah.
I definitely did the thing where you went to Trader Joe's and you like walked with the cart a little bit more like chest up, shoulders back. It's just posture, man. And it works. I think yeah. I was 5'9".
I thought about it. I did not do it, but I did think about it. And that's a step in the right direction, you know I what? Think.
I kept thinking about the fact that I was in Trader Joe's with see-through pants. But you know what? Yeah. After that class, I was like, take a gander.
I was so worried they'd tear or something. And
they are very stretchy, but I did not know so thin. No, word to the wise, all y'all that like to wear leggings.
Yeah.
Bend over in front of a mirror one day with a mirror, with a wow. window.
I didn't know she had that butt tattoo until that dance class.
I was like, oh God, why? Well, you know, they breathe.
So you know what? We do have a mom box to do.
Oh, let's do a mom box.
Yeah.
Because by the way, this conversation's never going to stop because we're going to always try to reach in and find our sexy, and hopefully you find your sexy. And if you have any tips about finding sexy,
oh, we'd love to know. Hear them. Yeah, because I don't think it comes naturally to everybody, especially.
No.
Especially us. Is it? It's not just Nebraskans, because I know some real sexy Nebraskans.
I know sexy Nebraskans, and I know some unsexy Californians. If California is where sexy's at, isn't that what they say?
But do you know anybody that's French and not sexy?
Not one single person.
Even that, remember at that marketplace that was by where we used to live, there was this short woman that was very manly and she was
French.
Very sexy. Yeah.
You know that she's like, in the summer, I like to lay out nude so my nipples get warm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you're like, fuck, why is that sexy?
Why can I not have that confidence?
Yeah, why can't you know you've never shaven anything on your body?
No.
It all grows together and you're like, here, look at my vagina. Seriously, that's what I want to be. I want to be a weird woman that's like, you know who I want to be? I want to be on Meet the Fockers. I want to be Barbara Streisand.
Oh, yeah, I think you can get there.
Can I get there?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just want to feel like I'm happy being my age and I feel sexy at my age and I want to help older people bang.
That's a whole other can of worms, but let me just say too, it is age related because
it is.
You're a little bit asked to like disappear.
And
after
we're trying not
age.
To.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Now that makes me make you want to lay out nude
right.
with a full bush.
Boosh.
Yeah.
And bring it on,
yep.
neighbor. Like, take a gander. I'm going to be on everybody's security device. Me and my boosh.
What is that? I've not seen a topiary like that before.
Fred, Jerry, how you guys doing?
Uh-oh.
Just needed to, I didn't want tan lines.
Somebody's.
I didn't want any tan lines.
Oh yeah. Okay.
So mom box.
Here is our mom box. Okay, so this is from Gracie, and this was a nice little message she sent after our looped party where we danced on the pole.
Oh.
Hey guys, just wanted to say I've been following you for the better part of a year now, and I'm so glad I found your podcast. I'm in Croatia right now. So when I went to your Christmas party at 3 a.m. this past Saturday, it was amazing. I hope you do more of those kind of events for people who can't make the live tours like me. You guys encourage me so much. Your show definitely gets me out of some depression and funk on those tough days.
Oh, man.
Gracie, that's the nicest thing ever.
That's the nicest thing ever. Gosh, we're just sending you so much love. It must be hard.
Man, I don't know what you're doing in Croatia. But it sounds far away. So we're going to give you a hug to
yeah.
make you feel.
I think that's kind of my kin, right?
I think so.
I mean,
yeah.
a lot of people probably look like me there.
Yep, I think
like,
so.
Like strong features, broad shoulders. Yep. Little bit salty. So yeah, you're probably really missing home.
That is something that I was aware of before I like turned 20 that might have been wrong about me because my grandma said, boy, you sure have broad shoulders when I was like 12.
Leave it to that generation to just tell you whatever they want to
yeah,
say.
It's how are you going to slip into a striped one piece at the
pool?
At the yeah, ugh. The swim club. You.
They just say whatever they want. They don't care.
I know. Well, Gracie, thanks for listening. Thank you all for listening.
Yeah, that was really nice. And those kind of messages just touch our hearts. So do the ones that are like, you guys are really skinny, but we cannot find those.
Yeah, those are harder to find. They're harder to, maybe they're going to spam.
Yeah, maybe. I think that's probably what it is. Yeah. We just don't open them because it looks like, I'm married, sir.
Weight loss is the title, and we're like,
great,
oh,
another person trying to get us to do a campaign. Yep,
great.
Well, we're open to it. And if anybody's out there from Weight Watchers, we're
on the take for really anything that's...
Really, anybody that's got anything...
Really, anything self-improvement or self...
We're off the gate. We're really peddling here.
If you want to see how low we can get and work ourselves out, we'd be probably down for that,
We're down for that. Yeah. We're down for the... See how low it can get to the upkeep.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That's our podcast. Bye.
Yay.